It's a case that captured the nation's attention. 4 years ago today, William Tyrrell, a toddler wearing a Spider-Man suit, vanished on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Today, police are referring the case to the state's coroner for investigation. But detectives say the case is far from closed and the inquest is another crucial step to ensure his family gets the answers it's been waiting for. Thomas Arredi reports.
Hey, let's see if I can catch up with William. Woohoo! Here I come. Where's that William guy?
Home videos show a happy, healthy three-year-old. And when William Tyrrell's family filmed them, little did they know the footage would soon be on the national news as he became the focus of one of the most significant missing person cases in Australian history.
Happy birthday, William.
But contrast those scenes of joy to this. Police officers scouring bushland around the town of Kendal on the New South Wales mid-north coast. That's the last place William Tyrrell was seen, in his foster grandmother's yard, exactly 4 years ago today. And since that time, there's been public appeal after public appeal, including from the boy's foster parents.
I can't see a true local who knows my mum, who knows us and knows our family, choosing to take our child. I can't see that. And if that's the case, then I feel so sorry for that community because that is absolutely disgraceful and nobody can trust a soul. That's not the community of Kendal.
Add to that a $1 million reward and a mammoth police investigation under the banner Strike Force Rossan. Officers have identified almost 700 persons of interest, conducted hundreds of interviews, and gathered more than 4,000 pieces of evidence. But now to the next step. Investigators are preparing a brief of evidence for the Deputy State Coroner. The New South Wales Police Force released a statement overnight.
The brief will cover various aspects of the investigation as determined by the coroner. The inquest will be an opportunity to test information and evidence gathered by Strike Force Rossan and further the investigation.
And furthering the investigation seems to be the key point. The statement suggests the case is far from over.
This is another step in ensuring answers are provided to William's loved ones. William's families have been informed of this development and have requested their privacy at this time.
The officer in charge, Detective Chief Inspector Gary Jubelin, wasn't available for an interview this morning. He recently told the ABC there's every chance a coronial inquest could help the police investigation.
If anyone's got false confidence that we've run out of lines of inquiry and that's why we're referring it to the coroner, they're mistaken.
Hello, William. Yeah.
William Tyrrell's biological and foster families have been ruled out as suspects. And as police continue to pursue the case, they've been asked to prepare a brief for Deputy State Coroner Harriet Graham by the end of the year. An inquest is expected next year.
Thomas Arredi reporting.